Welcome to the Road of Faith, my dear friend. I hope you're going to stay with us. We've got a wonderful seminar ahead coming up here, so hang with us as we glean from the Word of God and we flow with the Spirit what He wants to say today. And we trust that it's going to be a great blessing to your life. So we just, but you have a part to play in it, and that is to stay put and just let it soak in. Just stay with us and see what the Lord has in store for you today. We hope that, trust that it will bless you and lift you into a better place with Him and more clarity with the Lord. That's what we're all about in this series. So this is the very final seminar of this series. My goodness, already. Well, we've been in it a while, but you know, it just seems like in a way it's gone by kind of fast for me. And I don't know about you, but it's been a great blessing and a help to me and encouragement to me personally to see which way the directions of the Lord to go. And we trust that for your life also, that this series has been an encouragement to you, maybe turned the light on in some areas and helped you to realize what kind of adjustments you may need to be making in order to come into this one-to-one, thought-to-thought, mind-to-mind relationship with the Lord, the sharing and the direction and all of the wonderful things that's involved in this place with the Lord, that He wants you to be in with Him, and this intimate place that only you and He will know. See, nobody can know what He and I have, really. I mean, I can share all I can share. I mean, I can share and about the things, try to describe to you the things the way they are now with the Lord. But truthfully, when it comes right down to it, you just can't, just what you and He have is so unique and so precious, and you just can't hardly describe it sometimes in words, what kind of relationship that you have with Him now. And so we're just believing that you have done these things that we've been talking about, that the Lord revealed to me, that brought me into this place with Him. And so I'm just trying to share with you the good things that I have come to know in my life and just in recent years, you know. And I've known the Lord for over 50 years before, you know, about 50 years when this happened to me a few years ago, March 9th, 2022. When I came into this understanding with Him that I hadn't been before. And he brought me into this understanding, this place with Him, and showed me and helped me and guided me into this place. And I just wanted to share with you throughout this whole series. Tried to be as candid as I can and as open and as forthright with you as I can. Trying to describe what I've found out from Him, but I know it's for you too. It's not just for me exclusively. I initially thought, my goodness, has this happened? I just, you know, to me, I mean, since I hadn't known anybody that, up at that time, I didn't know anybody that had this kind of relationship with Him and was hearing from Him like this. And so, I really didn't know who to go to talk to about it, you know. And really, you don't really need to talk to people about that. You've got the Lord there. You talk to Him about it, and He shows you, and He teaches you about what's happening and what happened in you, and show you so that you can perceive and get your mind wrapped around where you are with Him now. And so we're just trying to get you to that place of clarity, that you know what He wants you to do. And we've tried to emphasize the fact that in order to get to this place with the Lord, you have to kind of trash your own agendas and what you think you ought to be doing, you know, and what your future should be like. And you just have to esteem and reach out for that which He has for you through faith and through desire. And realizing that what He has is better, and His will is better, and what He can tell you is better, and what He can prove to you and show to you and teach to you and help you in your life is better than your own concept and what you can wrap your own mind around and figure out for yourself and think what's best for you. Well, let's go to the one that knows the best. Let's go to Jesus, who knows the best for us. How is you going to find out what's best for you other than going to the one that knows what's best for you? Well, that's what we're doing here on the broadcast here on these seminars is we're wanting you to reach out and attain to more and to open up your understanding to him and let him have his way in you and let him show you what he wants you to do. But it's up to you. It's up to you. And as much as we'd like for you, the Lord and I, as much as we'd like for you to experience this and come into this in your own life, as much as we'd like to, as much as we want that for you, well, it's up to you whether you actually do or not. It's just up to you. As what we want for you is not, I mean, we try to influence you, encourage you, but the decision is yours. The choice is yours where you want to be with God. And so we want to stir you up as we go, as we finalize this road trip that the Lord has brought us on, called Know Thyself, in this seminar today, as we're wrapping her up, and as we look towards the future, we are realizing that we still have much to learn from the Lord, and the way we walk with Him, we find out more and more. We come into a deeper and a deeper understanding of what He has done in us. And then the more understanding we receive, the more complete understanding that we receive and we grow into, then we're able to grasp and get a hold of some of these great truths that He has exposed to us in this seminar and in this series here. So we're so thankful for every piece of light, every piece of understanding, every little thing that will help us to come into a better and a understanding of what He wants for us and the high, lofty vision that He has for our lives and what He has for us to walk into and to live in. And so that's what the series has been all about. And, of course, we started out, we laid our foundation there for quite a few seminars. We laid some foundation about how in the world is it possible for a man or a woman to come into a relationship with a perfect God who, He's perfect now. Everything about Him is perfect and right and true. But we have been that way. We're not that way. How is it possible that human beings, that we are fallible and wrong and sinful, and how is it possible for us who were separated from God, how is it possible to come into a relationship with a perfect God? Well, it is. It's just impossible. It is impossible. That is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So the impossibilities that we are in, and we know that it's not possible for us to have a relationship because of the way we are, the way that we are and where we find ourselves here. And that's why He sent Jesus. The perfect one came for us, and through Him and through what He did as a man, he came and bridged the gap between us and God and brought, He's the bridge. Jesus is the bridge that brought the two of us. We're estranged from God, and Jesus came as a man and fulfilled all that was necessary for us to come into this perfect relationship with God. And now, because of what Jesus has done, through faith in what He has done, we come into this amazing oneness relationship with the Father and with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. And we are one with God now because of that. What an amazing thought that we could become one with God, that we, who is impossible for us to come into any kind of relationship with God before, now through Jesus, through faith in Him, we can come into this perfect union and fusion with God. And we're in Him. His life flows in us now. And we're right with Him. We're heaven ready. The moment we receive Jesus, we're heaven ready. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit comes in and does everything necessary in us to make us right with God. and make us ready for heaven at any point in time that this body quits working for whatever reason. Maybe it's old age. Maybe there's people that's, you know, taken out early. They leave early for whatever reason, you know. Maybe they miss God. Maybe they didn't. Maybe, you know, who knows? We just don't know between them and God, do we? We don't really know the facts of why they left early as a younger person. We don't know. No, we don't. It's only between them and God. Those two know. It's between them and God, you know. Well, they, for whatever reason, they left early. But regardless of whether you leave early or whether you leave later, you know, however much time that we have down here, it's just good to know that everything is all right between us and God because of Jesus, because of our faith in Jesus. We are right with God, and that we're heaven ready at any given time. The body quits working, whatever, something happens down here, an accident or whatever, we go directly to be with our family in heaven in the kingdom of God. That's where we belong. That's our home. That's our Father, and that's our Lord Jesus. Amen. So we are joined with the Lord right now by his grace and through faith in his grace. And we have obtained this amazing relationship beyond comprehension sometimes. The more you think about it, the bigger it gets. The more you realize that you get a hold of and say, oh, that's mine. I know that's true. That's mine. What the Bible says is mine. What Jesus has done is mine. And the more we get into that and realize how amazing it really is, the more it opens up and we see more. We see a little more. And we end up going from glory to glory. We see more and more of what the Lord has done in us and through this relationship, what we have a hold of here as we grow up in our understanding, we grow up into the things of God, we grow up into his understanding and what he has for us and his perfect will. Praise God. Well, let's get back in the word right now. We've been in Ephesians, and we're going to go just a little bit farther in Ephesians. But I want to start here in verse 8. Says, for by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. This whole thing that we've been talking about in this whole series, in every seminar, has been about, this is what we have now is a gift of God. It is his gift to us. It would not be possible to be in this kind of a relationship without the Lord Jesus. But because of the Lord Jesus and because of our faith in him, and that he is his gift to us, is this eternal life and this relationship that we have the Lord's very own eternal life flowing in our spirits right now because of our union with him, because of our being hooked up by the Holy Spirit in oneness with the Father and with the Lord. And we have the Holy Spirit right now dwelling in our spirits, and that life of God flows in out of Father, out of in through Jesus, in us, through us, in us, and we're all one. All of that life, we're all one in him now. Praise God. He's broken down the wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentiles, the one that had the covenants and the ones that didn't. He broke all that down, and now everybody has got the covenant, the everlasting covenant between God and Jesus. And that's what we've got. We've got an unbreakable covenant now. Through Christ, nothing's ever going to change. Amen. We are always going to be right with God because of Jesus and what he has done. Amen. For by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is not of yourselves. If you're depending on yourself to get to heaven, what you do, it's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be enough. You've got to depend on what the Lord has done. Amen. It is not of ourselves. It's by grace we're saved through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship. Understand that who you are now, it was something that he did. He worked this in you. He recreated you. As our main verse says in this whole series of seminars, if any man is in Christ, if any woman is in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Why is that? It's because of this work of God, because we are his workmanship. Everything has become new. Created in Christ Jesus. Now that's the thing. We're joined together with Christ. Now, if you want to know yourself, believer, you need to know the fact that you're joined with the Lord and you're infused with him. You're infused with Jesus. Your whole being is infused with Jesus and his life. And he flows in every part of your inner man. Yes, he does. And so therefore you need to renew your mind to what you have going on in you now. Amen. That's what these seminars have been about also, is renewing our mind, find out what have we got a hold of now through Jesus. Amen. But we are his workmanship, and we created, God has created us in Christ Jesus unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that in being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called the uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Having no hope and without God. Think about that. That's where we were. Amen. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. He is our peace between us and God. He is our peace, who have made both one, both people, Jews and Gentile, one man now. All that's broken down. No difference between the Jew and Gentile as far as God's concerned. You see? He's broken down the wall. The middle wall of partition between us two peoples, the ones with a covenant and ones without a covenant, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself one new man, so making peace in Christ. Praise God. And that he might reconcile both peoples unto God in one body by the cross. That's where it all happened. That's where the joining took place right there. Us and God. The Jew and the Gentile all broken down at the cross. We come into the cross, you see. And we all lay our, right there is when it was all paid for. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Amen. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, that's us, and to them that were nigh, which is to be the Jew that had the covenant, had the old covenant, you see. Those and the ones and us who are out on the outside of, without a covenant. For through him, through Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father now. Glory to God. So both people have got this covenant now with Father. This new covenant, and we both access the Father through the Spirit, through one Spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Through Jesus, we are fellow citizens of the kingdom of God now. It doesn't matter whether you are Jew or Gentile. It doesn't matter if you're born in Africa, Asia, India, China. It doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter where you're born into. This is for you too. Everything here is for you too. So you are not excluded. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter if you're a Gentile, Jew, wherever you're from. Doesn't matter if you're from Israel. Doesn't matter if you're Muslim. It doesn't matter what country you're a part of. If you will put your faith in Jesus, he will take you out of that darkness, out of the kingdom of darkness, and place you into the kingdom of his dear son, the kingdom of light, the everlasting kingdom. The one that will be here after everything else is gone, after everything else is done, the evil's run its course and it's over. And now we're in, all that's left is the kingdom of God. Amen. That's the one I'm hooked up with. I hope you are too. Praise God. And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. in whom all the building fully framed together with together groweth unto a holy temple unto the Lord. You see, he's abiding in all of us. This fusion that we now have, all of us that have come into him, into Jesus, into the family. Amen. In whom the building fitly framed together, you're a part of the building now. I'm a part of the building. And we grow up together into a holy temple unto the Lord, doing his will, all of us. Amen. Seeing his grace throughout the ages as the ages roll on, he's going to show us just how deep and how wonderful it all is. Bless his name forever. Verse 22 says, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Us too. We're included. And you are included. You are included. You're not excluded. I don't care what you believe in the past. You are not excluded. You're included in this now. And it's up to you as an act of your will whether or not you want to enter into this thing that God has done. If you believe, you can come step right on into the kingdom of God, right out of the kingdom of darkness. He will pull you out of that, and he'll put you into his and no devil can stop you. No man can stop you. Nobody can stop you. Through faith in his grace, he will lift you out of that and snatch you out of the kingdom of darkness and that place that you were, and he will put you and place you in the kingdom of God, a kingdom of his dear son forever and ever and ever, and his life will flow into you. Amen. Isn't it amazing what he has done? Praise God. And that is verse 22, and that is the last verse in Ephesians chapter 2. And he wants us now, the Lord is wanting us to go over here back into John chapter 17. Now, this is the last seminar of this series, and we're getting ready to go into a new series in a little while. So be watching for that. It's going to be coming out in a few weeks, probably 3 or 4 weeks. We will start the new seminar, so be watching for that, and we'll let folks know on the different social medias, on our website, and different things when it comes out. So we just want you to be watching for that. And but Jesus wanted us to move back into these words that he spoke right before he went to the cross, and it shows his heart desire before God the Father. So let's read the words of Jesus over here in John chapter 17. And it says here in verse 1 of John chapter 17, it says that these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Now, he knew that the time was getting close for him to go to the cross and do what he came to do. Well, he came to teach us too, but the significant thing was that he knew that he came to be the sacrificial lamb. He knew that he was the one, the Messiah that was to come to carry the sins of the world upon him and to bring new life to us, all of us here on earth, you know, to bring new life to us. Jesus, you're so good to us. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. So he's praying, he's talking to the Father right now. As thou hast given him, or Jesus, power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Listen to this. Listen to these words. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And that is eternal life. Yes, it is, to know him. To know him, to come into relationship with him. Amen. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I have had, that I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. See, so now that he's saying these things have been accomplished, and that these the ones that he had with him see that it was Father working through him. Amen. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. Praise God, we've received them. And have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Amen. I pray for them. I pray for not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus prayed for you and me? Oh, praise God. And it says here, and all are mine. Let's see, and all mine are thine. In other words, everything, all that Jesus has is the Father's. And thine, all that the Father has are mine. He says, and all mine are thine, and all and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. Praise God. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them through thine own name, those whom thou has given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. That they may be one as we are. Think of this. Now see, what is his heart's desire? That you and me would become one with the Father like he is one with the Father. That which he had with the Father before the world was, that oneness, that same oneness that he had there, now he's saying we are included in this. This is his will. This is his will, which is the Father's will, that they would be one, that we would all be one as he and the Father are one, not in a different way now, not in a different way, a different kind of a life, a different kind of a relationship than Jesus has with the Father. No, no, no. The same one, the same life, the oneness that Jesus has with the Father. That is what we now have. That is what he is praying, and that is Father's will, and that is what has happened when people receive Jesus. They come into this oneness with God, this one relationship with him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That they may be one as we are one. They may be one as we are. The same. The same. Not something different. The same. So the relationship that Jesus has with the Father, that is the same relationship that we have with the Father now. Think of it. Think of it. It's true. It's so true. He brought us to this place where we can have that same relationship, that same life, that same. I mean, he's the one that raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. We have the same life. He looks at you the same way he looks at Jesus. Yes, he does. Because we're in Jesus now. We're part of him. And he's part of us. Amen. Verse 12 says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be filled. Of course, he's referring to Judas, aristocrat. And Judas obviously had the enemy has come. It came into him, entered into him. And he carried out the enemy's plan. You know, as we know, he was very, very instrumental in it all. And so he said, I've kept them except the one, the one. Yeah, we know about the one. And it was such a sad thing to see. But this happens to people now. People reject Jesus for all kinds of reasons. They're greedy. They want money. They want things their way. Man, it's just not worth it. Just not worth it, because you're casting away that which is eternal for that which is temporary. And that's what Judas did. Foolishly, he had a place as the Lamb, as one of the apostles of the Lamb, his place. He gave this place that the Lord had for him there. And so many people are selling out for stuff in this world that's temporary, fallen, for whatever that they cast their eyes on, and they want that for themselves. And trade off that wonderful, perfect will that the Father has for them for something temporary that glitters, somehow sparkles in their eyes. And what happens all the time? People trading off that which is not worth anything. Really, in comparison to what they've given up and what they have traded off because of it. Amen. Verse 13 says, "And now I come to thee," Jesus is praying to the Father, "and these things I speak in the world," while he's still here, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them." Notice that. The world has hated them because they've accepted the word of Jesus. Isn't that interesting how the world is against? Well, it's the spirit of that's working in the children of disobedience. It's the prince of the power of the air. It's the God of this world has blinded the minds of those that believe not, lest they should see the glorious light of the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Amen. But Jesus says, "I've given them my world, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." See, there's a difference. We're born from above, folks. We're not part of the world anymore. We're not part of the spirit of disobedience. We're not part of Satan's dark kingdom anymore. We've been born into a kingdom of light. We've been, glory to God, we've been placed into this kingdom. And we're not of this world anymore. Just as Jesus is not of this world. We're not. We've hooked up with him, and we have left the spirit of disobedience. We've left the spirit of the power, prince of power of the air, the spirit that works in those that are disobedient to God. We've left all that, and we've joined ourselves with God and joined ourselves with Jesus, and we're no longer of this world, but we're of him. Amen. And we live in this temporary world. While we're here, we're telling other people that come to know the Lord. Come to the Lord. Come to the truth. Come to the light. Come to reality. Amen. To the way things really are. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 13, "I have come to thee. These things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Verse 14, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. It's so comforting to know that Jesus prayed for us. To me, I read this, oh, thank God he prayed for us. I mean, thank God he prayed for us. Amen. You know, he prayed for us, and we know that the Father heard him, and it's happening the way that he prayed. Praise God. Amen. Verse 16 says, "They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world." He says it again, doesn't he? Yes, we are not. We're not. We're not. We're aliens from outer space. I guess you could say we are aliens to this world. And because of that, they're not going to agree with you. They're going to hate you. They're not going to like you, you know. Amen. You know, the world doesn't understand what's going on in us. Amen. But we're trying to tell them. Amen. Hey, they are not of this world, even as I'm not of this world. Verse 17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." There it is. What is truth, friends? God's word is truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus proclaimed it. The Father's word is truth. It's the way it really is. It's the way it really is. Not the way the world's saying, not the word the devil's saying, not what the TV's saying, none of that stuff. Thy word, Father, your word is true. And that's what I know to be true. Amen. Jesus is truth. Father is truth. Verse 18 says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. So that's what we're doing. He's sending us into the world to proclaim God, to proclaim Jesus, proclaim the truth. Praise God. Amen. And for this six, I sanctify themselves that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone. Here's where we come in. Here we get. Now, of course, he's praying for his disciples. They're standing there hearing him right there. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. That's me. So he's praying for me right there. Neither pray for these alone, but for them also. He prayed for me. He prayed for you. Who believe on Jesus through their word. I believe what they said about Jesus. I believe it's true. I know it's so in my own life. But so it's wonderful to know that Jesus right there, when he was still standing on the earth, right before he went to the cross, he prayed for you and he prayed for me in this generation, so many generations later. He prayed for you and he prayed for me to the Father. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Verse 21, neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which thou believe on me through their word. Verse 21, that they all may be one. Whew. All of us, the disciples and all the ones that believed after, that we all may be one. Praise God, as thou, Father, art in me, not another way now. It's the same oneness that Jesus has with the Father. Get that now. The same oneness, togetherness, oneness that Jesus has with the Father, that is what we have. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Glory to God, we've got. The glory that he gave Jesus, he's given us. Think of it. And they, that they may be one, even as we are one. He says it again. It's just, this is it. This is it. This is his heart. This is his heart. This is the will of Jesus. And he's praying it to the Father. And it's the will of the Father that he's praying. He's praying it to the Father while he's still on earth. And this is the will of God. This is the will of God for you and I, that we would be one with him. One. Oh, praise God. And it's that way too. Thank you, Jesus. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them. Look at this. Has loved them as thou has loved me. He loves you and I as much as he loves Jesus. That's a tough thing to wrap your mind around, but he said it. It's true. Father loves you as much as he loves Jesus and me. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, he does. It's right here. If you don't believe it, just keep meditating on it until you get it. Until you really believe it. It's so. It really is so. He has loved us as much as he loves Jesus. Praise God. Father, I will also that those... Wait a minute. Let me start over here. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Isn't this wonderful how he's included us into this love? And he desires for us to see him as he is, in glory. The resurrected Christ, the resurrected Lord. Praise his name forever. Verse 25, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. No, they haven't. They haven't known him. But Jesus knows him. And we have known him because of Jesus. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Glory to God. And that is the end of John 17. Now, next, the next time you see me on here, we're going to be in a brand new series, and that brand new series the name of it is One in Him. One in Him. And you can see how that as we leave the Know Thyself series this week, and as we move into this new series, you can see that they both are related. And we're going in deeper to what it means to be one with Jesus, what it means to be one with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. What does it mean? And we want to get more into this communication and understanding the will of God and moving more into the thought-to-thought, mind-to-mind, understanding realm with the Lord, the truth of this. Because we are one. We're fused together. Jesus prayed it, and we are just what he prayed. And it happened just the way he said it was going to happen. Praise God. And so we come into this oneness with the Father through Jesus, through faith in this grace. And we come into this same relationship that he had with the Father, the same oneness that he had with the Father. And that's what the next series will be all about, is this unity, this blend, this fusion that we have with him now in this life, and that we have his eternal life flowing in us. The same life the Father has, the same life that Jesus has, we have that same eternal life that's flowing in us. That's every believer now. Every believer that comes into Christ has this life of God that's flowing in them. It's the same life that is eternal life. It's brought us into the kingdom, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of light. Praise God. Well, I hope you'll join me on our next series of seminars coming out called One in Him. And we're going to be going through a lot of scripture in that particular series. And you're going to find out more and more things that what you have now, who you are and what you have, and how to operate in this life with what we have, and how to help somebody else to come into what we have with the Lord. And so I say with love, I hope that this series has been a blessing to you and a help to your life. I really do. And perhaps you need to go back, start number one, and just go with us through the whole journey and just devour the word and just soak it up and understand who you are now with Jesus. That's the whole point. And so I just want you to know that I love you. And we've done it because of you. We're here because of you, and we're praying for you, believing with you about this understanding with the Lord, that you would come into it and know him better and better as days go along. But until the next series, until I see you again on the One in Him series, I want you to know, folks, that I still love you.